Locker Room Chats here tonight, KNZA, continuing our conversation about Hiawatha basketball. Pleased to be joined now by the boys' head coach in Brady Jasper. It is presented by Carl's Body Shop, Citizens State Bank and Trust of Hiawatha, also Hiawatha Implement as well. Right now, Hiawatha, top 10 ranking in 3A, 13-3 overall, 5-1 in the league. And coach, you take that first league loss on Friday, incredible atmosphere at the Roundhouse with Perry LeCompton in town. I'm sure maybe a little bit to kind of dissect that one after a 63-57 cause victory, but it was just a fun game to be a part of. But I'm sure you had some time to maybe look at it and see what mistakes were maybe made that allowed Perry LeCompton to get that win on Friday.
Yeah, very competitive game, close most of the way throughout there, and atmosphere was good, like you said. Wish we could have been on the other end of that, but Perry LeCompton has an excellent team. I felt like they were going to be hard for us to guard going into that game. They have multiple shooters and some talented players, well-coached team. So we knew we were going to be challenged, and sure enough, they were a handful, and we were disappointed to lose, but credit to them.
Yeah, and you guys haven't lost much this season, so there haven't been, you know, a ton of games where you're playing one after a loss. And in this scenario, you guys turned right around. You were back at home Tuesday night, very quality team, and Nemaha Central was in town, and you guys were able to bounce back 61-49. What'd you take away from Tuesday night, bouncing back after the loss to Perry?
Yeah, just like you say, we're kind of faced with a bounce back game, and we have a lot of experience in that, you know. And so it doesn't take much, you know. You're, like you say, you're playing another quality game, another quality opponent. Nemaha's coming to town, and you're facing perhaps losing two in a row, and wondering if that would kind of make our guys panic or wonder or hesitate. So it was important to win and not follow a loss with another loss. No one wants to get on a losing streak at this time of the year, but I was proud of the way the guys played last night. I thought they defended hard and executed some stuff pretty well at some times, and a good quality win for our group.
What's your thoughts on the Big East League right now in general? Right now, Silver Lake, they're at the top. You guys are right there in the mix. You know, it appears to be kind of a two-team race right now, but you have other teams sitting there at 5-3. Rossville is quality, ranked in 2A. St. Mary's quality, ranked in 2A. Jeff West above 500. Sabetha is always a challenge. And Perry right there. I just feel like this league, top to bottom this year, maybe compared to last, it just may be a little bit more deep than we've seen.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of depth there. We were talking about that last night. Coach Thomas and I were visiting about that before the game, and several other coaches, I'm sure, are aware and talking the same thing. Quality league, top to bottom, no nights off. You know, you better have your team ready to play. And if you ever get somewhere, no matter where it would be, it could even be at home, where if you're not at your best, you're probably going to get beat. So it's going to be a tough stretch for us coming up. You're looking at your schedule, but I know every other team in the league is saying the same thing. Man, you got to go at road game here, and then we come back home and we play these guys. It's tough for everybody. Our stretch is going to be tough, too, and that's what it's supposed to be about coming down to the end of the year. Got to have your guys ready.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, we always appreciate it. So Friday at Riley County, you know, one of the new additions in the league, obviously, and, you know, they're at the bottom right now. They're 1-7, you know, in the league, but they're 5-3 outside of league play. So, again, I think that goes back to the quality and the challenges top to bottom with the Big East, because they win games when they're not playing Big East League opponents. What can you tell us about Riley County, the expectation for this road trip on Friday night?
Oh, it's going to be tough. I think our guys expect it to be tough. We've never really been there. This group of guys has never been on the road to Riley County before, so we don't know exactly what we're going to get into. Those guys were on like a four-game winning streak until they ran into that powerhouse that we call Silver Lake last
right.
night, you know, so I mean they were had some footing under them, so they'll be looking to bounce back as well. I expect it to be a very tough game.
There it is. Hiawatha boys basketball coach Brady Jasper joining us. Big win against Nemaha Central Tuesday night, looking to keep momentum going Friday when they travel to Riley County. Another Big East League showdown there. Coach, thanks for the time as always. We'll do it again next week.
All right, thanks a lot.